the characteristics of Muhammad. The Prophet said, I was sent to perfect noble character. He also said, religion is good and proper interaction. The life of the Prophet was an embodiment of goodness, mindfulness, and thoughtful contemplation in everything he did and refrained from doing. Just as his worship was rooted in thoughtful renewal, free of routine, so were his daily habits, guided by mindfulness, turning them into acts of devotion measured by fairness and justice. He preferred the right over the left in his actions and loved to begin actions with the right hand or side. Whenever he had to choose between two options, he would choose the simpler one, as long as it was not sinful. In all his activities, he remained in a state of remembrance and reflection. He would not rise or sit without remembering Allah, and his mindfulness extended to his sleep, eating, and dressing. His movements reflected the meanings of the Quran. The result of his constant prayer, reflection, and remembrance was the sweetness of his character, which endeared him to people and established him as an example to follow. The Prophet was compassionate and merciful to all believers, comforting and caring for them. He was forgiving, never becoming angry for personal reasons, and was always cheerful and easygoing. He was the kindest, most beneficial, and best of people to others. The Prophet took care of his companions' feelings and checked on those who were absent from gatherings. He would often ask, "My brother, have you felt offended by me or by any of our companions?" He would engage with his companions in a way that made each one feel as though they were the most beloved to him. He shared his warmth with everyone who came to him, making them feel that they were the most honored in his sight. He never confronted anyone with something they disliked, never acted harshly toward anyone, and always accepted excuses, no matter the offense. Anas, his servant, said, "I served the Messenger of Allah for 10 years, and not once did he say to me, because of something I did, why did you do it? Or for something I left undone, why didn't you do it?" Anas also reported, "If a member of his household blamed me, he would say, 'Leave him alone, for if it were decreed, it would have happened.'" The Prophet said of himself, "I am but a servant. I eat as a servant eats, and I sit as a servant sits." He never distinguished himself above his companions or used them for personal service. Even when they volunteered, he refused to let them serve him exclusively. The Prophet participated with his companions in building a mosque, digging a trench, and other tasks. During the Battle of Badr, he took turns walking while sharing a camel with his companions. When preparing food, he helped gather firewood. When his companions offered to spare him the task, saying, "We will take care of it for you," he replied, "I know you will handle it, but I dislike setting myself apart from you." He once carried goods from the market for his family, and when someone offered to carry them for him, he said, "The man is most deserving of serving himself." He remarked, "Allah dislikes that a servant of his distinguishes himself above his companions." On one occasion, a man came to him, overwhelmed with awe, and began to stammer. The Prophet comforted him, saying, "Take it easy. I am not a king. I am the son of a woman from Quraysh who used to eat dried meat." The man's nerves settled, and he expressed his needs clearly. The Prophet further emphasized humility, saying, "O people, I have been instructed through revelation to practice humility. So humble yourselves, that no one may oppress another or boast over another. Be servants of Allah as brothers." This is how he conducted himself among his companions, affirming their worth and dignity and nurturing them as free individuals. Muslims today must reclaim their dignity, respect their intellect, and free themselves from the chains of sectarianism and restrictive practices by returning to the expansive path of the compassionate and merciful Prophet. By adhering to his example and worship practices, praying with the Quran during obligatory prayers and in the last third of the night, Muslims can replace the innovations, excessive forms of worship, and overt practices like the use of prayer beads with the simplicity of the Prophet's way. If Muslims were to follow the Prophet's clear example, they would liberate millions of idle minds, exploited hands, and subjugated human beings. La ilaha illallah would once again become vibrant and powerful in the hearts of men and women, rekindling dignity, honor, and freedom.